The Mexican drug wars have left many victims, especially those shattered by violence. Some have found a small measure of refuge outside Juarez, Mexico. A shelter there is the last stop for a group of indigent and mentally ill people who have nowhere else to go. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco paid a visit and found that art plays a role in the residents' survival.
15 miles past the city limits of Juarez, Visión en Acción, Vision in Action, sits like a citadel in a filthy desert dotted with dumps and junkyards. It remains haunted by years of violence. A few of the asylum's 120 residents live behind bars in tiny, solitary cement cells. But most of the people here spend their time doing chores and relaxing in an open courtyard. They're tended to by the pastor who built the shelter, José Antonio Galván. Galván plays his guitar and sings with the residents, who seem content and clearly adore him. He affectionately calls them los pelos duros, the stiff-haired ones, who arrived here unbathed, thus the dirty hair. Many were dropped off here by local police, hospital workers, or desperate families. Pastor Galván himself scooped up some of them from the streets.
This is like a junkyard for the humans.
A junkyard for humans?
Yes. Un centro de reciclaje humano. We are a recycling center for human beings. We believe in hope.
Some residents arrived as drug addicts, mentally ill, homeless, or just destitute. Galván says some were victims of violence, others perpetrators, cartel hitmen or narco traffickers. A medical doctor who volunteers here, Arturo Fierro Garcia, says social services are in short supply in Juarez. He knows of only one other small mental institution and a new hospital that offers medicine, but not a place to live.
El gobierno, lamentablemente, es muy poco lo que se ha preocupado.
Fierro says the Mexican government doesn't do much for them. Who wants to care for a crazy person, he asks? No one.
Nadie.
No one except for Pastor Galván, who doesn't have a degree, operates ad hoc, hustles for funding, and says the best medicine is love.
We have a lot of miracles in here.
The 64-year-old Galván is a born-again Christian who once was a construction worker in California. He says he became an alcoholic and was addicted to cocaine, PCP, and crystal meth. He was deported to Mexico and left behind his family. He says at his lowest point, he was living on the streets in Juarez until he found God. Galván became a street preacher and even had his own evangelical radio show. A listener donated this piece of land where he began building the asylum in 1995. Without any regular government assistance, Galván relies on food and medical donations, with the residents caring for each other.
It is absolutely incredible that one human being who is just determined is making this much difference in the mental health vacuum.
Artist Alice Leora Briggs has known Galván since 2008. She sometimes conducts art workshops at the asylum.
Medication is not always available, so some of these people do have to be isolated. And it is true that if this asylum was in the United States, it would be closed down yesterday. He doesn't have the sort of facility that would be acceptable. You know, he doesn't have the staffing, the funding, he doesn't have the medication. And so with what resources he does have, it's kind of miraculous what he's able to accomplish.
That includes art therapy. Galván encourages residents to paint whatever wanders into their minds. For Josue Rosales, it's landscapes. He's a former gangbanger who spent 10 years in California prisons for selling drugs. After he was deported, he arrived at the asylum addicted to heroin and nearly dead. It took him almost a year to detox. Now Rosales helps Galván run the asylum, and he plans to become a nurse.
Painting is just like keeping our mind busy. That makes you think something else, you know.
Something besides drugs and being on the streets.
Yeah.
Another resident who lost his leg after falling out of a second-story window has a sketchbook filled with drawings of two-story houses. Galván says he's noticed certain patterns with the artwork here.
Let me tell you something about the people bipolar. The bipolar people, they are artistas. Ellos pintan hermosos. Son artistas los bipolares. They paint landscapes, flowers. They paint the sun. They paint the trees. And the schizophrenic people, no. They paint demons
Demons.
Skulls and
skulls.
Asesinatos. And
murders.
Uh-huh. And then the autistas, pura rayas, los autistas. Yeah.
Autistic people just paint stripes.
Yes, the stripes.
Filmmaker Mark Aitken made a documentary about the asylum called Dead When I Got Here. He says he's seen how making art helps calm so many of the residents.
I did see people painting with utter concentration, and 5 minutes before that, they'd just been walking in circles, sort of gibbering. So it just shows the power of this kind of therapy.
5 years ago, Galvan taught himself how to paint. His work uses religious and political messages, weapons, cemeteries, blood.
My paints are very cruel. They are very, very strong. We are talking about the narco-violencia.
During the recent years of drug cartel violence, the land around the asylum was a dumping ground for bodies. Galvan says when it rains, skeletons still come to the surface near the shelter. He's put all of this in his artwork.
You have a painting of Jesus arm wrestling with the devil.
It's a fight. The evil and the good, see?
This one, it looks like a Diego Rivera painting, but with skulls instead of flowers.
Yes, that's in Mexico. It's full of dead people.
Filmmaker Aitken says the artwork is powerful.
I think Pastor's paintings are hideous, and they depict the hideousness that's all around him. The carnage, the horror, the nightmares from Juarez.
Galvan's paintings and those of the residents have been shown in galleries in New Mexico and Texas and may soon travel to New York. The pastor says sales of their artwork will go toward funding Visión en Acción. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Ciudad Juárez, Mexico.